Grand Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington, a state known for its sand and sun, is dealing with a lot of snow now. KGPE TV reporter Esteban Reynoso is in Fresno County, California.
Conditions are so unique up there, so bad at this point, that anybody that's up there has to have chains on at this point.
Larry Johnson with Caltrans says the recent snowstorm Fresno County's mountains had brought dangerous road driving conditions to Highway 168. It is only open to residents and workers until further notice.
The issue with this storm was it was so cold, so the snow levels dropped so low. You have more problems the higher you go up.
Driving conditions are pretty dangerous right now. There's a strong wind coming in as well as a lot of snow.
Extra pandemic-era food stamp benefits end on Tuesday. KTVT's Jason Allen says more than a million families in Texas will be affected.
We're probably going to see more of a demand of people who don't have that income where they can spend on food.
That demand has already been seen this past year at the Cindy Ramsey Center on the edge of middle-class neighborhoods in North Fort Worth. Their distributions have doubled, now up to as many as 500 families in a week.
Arguments scheduled today at the Supreme Court for and against President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Constitution clearly reserves taxing spending and appropriations for Congress, but President Biden is pointing to the pandemic for his justification.
The CDC says a drug-resistant stomach bug is spreading. More from CBS's Alexander Tin on the Health Watch.
The bacteria, often spread through contaminated food and surfaces or through sex, typically results in only diarrhea and fever that doctors can treat with antibiotics. But the CDC is now warning that the share of Shigella infections caused by antibiotic-resistant strains has begun to accelerate.
The CDC estimates about 450,000 people are infected with Shigella every year. Americans are going to national parks in growing numbers, says CBS's Steve Futterman.
Last year, there were 312 million recreational visits, up 15 million compared to 2021. That's still below what they were before COVID-19 in 2018 and 19. The parks and monuments under the National Parks control getting the most visits, places like the Golden Gate Bridge, the Lincoln Memorial, the Smoky Mountains, and the Grand Canyon.
A new study has found that a popular sugar replacement is linked to heart attacks, strokes, even death. Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic studied 4,000 people in the U.S. and Europe and found that people with higher levels of erythritol in their blood were at elevated risk of major health issues. Erythritol is commonly found in zero-sugar foods. This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage. Available at Navage.com.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. We have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, February 28th. The Wisconsin Counties Association Legislative Exchange will meet at 9 a.m. at the Madison Concourse Hotel. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority will hold their regular monthly meeting at 1:30 p.m. in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. The Wisconsin Rapids School District Student Wellness Committee will hold their virtual meeting from 4 to 5 p.m. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board meeting will take place at 4 p.m. in the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The Village of Whiting will hold their Public Works and Parks Committee meeting at 6 p.m. at the Municipal Center, 3600 Water Street in Stevens Point. The McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids is closed today because of the weather. The Monday Movie and the Pokemon League are canceled today. The library will resume normal hours on Tuesday, opening at 9 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with the lows around 23. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Chance for snow. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 28. Cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dama, get your ass back to work Monday. But now it's the happy hour. We dragged our way through the workday. Now it's just
all
fun.
All right. Well done, everybody.
You know, you can all join us for the happy hour. We welcome your calls. 844-967-2789. I can assure you, predicated on a few of the recent ones, they're barely screened. Barely. Dom, got some gleeful news. You know, sometimes, and this is a character flaw of mine, I take glee in the pain of others. But only in corporate personhood, in that, you know, corporations are people, my friends, right? Well, Foxy News, they're in the blues. Some bad news, Dom. And I find this to be the most interesting place to lead.
It's not you're not finding glee in their pain, man. I mean, you're finding glee that the truth is coming out. Clarity is what you find so joyous.
You're somewhere closer, but it is still a character flaw that I take glee in others' pain. Occasionally.
When you say it like that, it just sounds so bad.
Fox News refusing ad featuring their host's election lies. Now, Dom, recently we've gone through a quandary here.
You know
that Mike Crute got very pushy and encouraged others in this corporate civic media dumb to take Dan Kelly ads, Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because I wanted Dan Kelly in the general of the two Republican supported candidates. He's got awful.
We played lots and lots and lots of Dan Kelly hard right Republican ads on civic media.
I guarantee every nickel spent by Dan Kelly's super PAC was reinvested in building a Death Star of fuzzy soft blanket hood across the state of Wisconsin. But let's talk about our opponents, Don. Foxy News.
Our media peers?
Well, they're not our peers. We're peerless, Don. Fox News refusing ad featuring their host election lies. I would just point out, we haven't refused any ads recently around here. If you find election lies and you want to buy ads on this radio network holding up the lies of Dom and Crudy, I will take your money. I challenge you to find us telling a lie.
Yeah, right.
The day after Fox News, a Fox News host complained on air that the network is not letting him address the text and emails between employees that are part of the legal brief in the $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems. The network is balking at selling commercial time to a progressive group armed with an ad that features some choice Fox personality quotes from the filing. Well, Tom, let's start with the Howard Kurtz. Let's start with Fox News on Fox News. Howard Kurtz, we're going to need your help here, Ebone, if you're not screening any calls at the moment. Let's play the Howard Kurtz basically saying, my employer won't allow me to cover my employer, you know, the Foxy News. Play it for the people.
Some of you have been asking why I'm not covering the Dominion voting machines lawsuit against Fox involving the unproven claims of election fraud in 2020. And it's absolutely a fair question. I believe I should be covering it. It's a major media story, given my role here at Fox. But the company has decided that as part of the organization being sued, I can't talk about it or write about it, at least for now. I strongly disagree with that decision, but as an employee, I have to abide by it. And if that changes, I'll let you know.
Howard Kurtz, he's a Fox News media analyst, and he hosts the show Media Buzz. I mean, it seems like this would be something in his wheelhouse.
They're buzzing about it. I'm buzzing about it, Tom. It's all the buzz. We're talking about it at the water cooler. But Dom, now Fox doesn't want the topic to be part of the advertising on their shows. Ooh, do tell more. As the Daily Beast, Justin Barragona wrote, MoveOn is claiming they tried to buy airtime, ad time, and they were rebuffed. The commercial, which MoveOn said they hope to run nationally on the right-wing network, spotlights a slew of attacks from the recent legal filing by Dominion Voting Systems in its $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit against the Foxy News. Again, that's the reporting of the Daily Beast. For their part, MoveOn posted the ad on Twitter with the following statement. Fox News refused, all caps, you know, sort of Trumpian in that way. Fox News refused to air our ad, which quotes emails and texts from its host showing they intentionally presented false allegations about election fraud to keep ratings and profits up. It's time to drop Fox from cable and satellite. Well, that's what they say, Dom.
Well, let's unpack this a little bit. What was your initial reaction, Kurti, when you heard this Howard Kurtz lamenting the fact that he couldn't report on his employer's news story?
My truthful reaction?
Yeah. Yes. No, lie to me, man. No, of course. Yeah. What was your gut reaction?
I would not want or allow, if my corporation, if I, let's say, were a partner in a media network, if my corporation were being sued, I probably would not want reporters from my organization turning that light back upon my organization during the course of the lawsuit. You know, I obviously would feel like any time we were being sued, we would be vindicated, because if we were in the wrong, we would have settled in some way, shape, or form. We wouldn't have taken it to a court of law. We don't defame people. We don't tell lies, and we don't slander people. So if I felt like we had some point of contention in a court of law that, you know, the lawyers were advising us not to talk about, then I wouldn't allow my media reporter to turn the spotlight back on my organization if I had the control. If I were Rupert Murdoch.
And I get that. And my reaction, while it is totally understandable, and I get where Howard Kurtz is coming from, and I appreciate your position as well. But it seems, pardon, a little bit to me like McCarthy not appointing any Republican to the January 6th committee. I mean, you have no one in the room. There's nobody to push back. I mean, if your scenario, Kurti, certainly we would not defame people or tell the lies and never be in the situation. I would think hell would scream it from the rooftops. Yes, report on it. And here's the quote from the CEO, and here's the quote from the attorney. Here's what the judge said today, and here was the internal documents to prove our case, to defend ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Without that,
but you defend yourself in a court, not in the court of public opinion.
This is literally the guy's job is media. His program is the Media Buzz. This is one of the biggest cases in media in the history of the world, and you're not even going to let your people report on but even just objectively, here's what happened today.
No absolutely, I would not, and for differing reasons, because I would feel like I'm being told by counsel, don't let it happen. But in this case, I feel like it's totally contrary, Dom. It's not that they're chomping at the bit to exonerate themselves, because there will be no exoneration for Fox News. In fact, Dom, every freaking headline just pounds on the point that Fox News knew what they were doing. They were spinning election conspiracy theories for fun and profit, according to the head of Fox News. That's slightly different than how we try to run the civic media. I don't know, I'm just the president. But Fox chief Rupert Murdoch said that network aired 2020 election conspiracies for the money, Dom.
No.
New court documents from a lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems against the Foxy News were released on Monday, revealing even more details about the head of the network allegedly prioritizing money over truth. Reuters reported ahead of the document drop that each side is submitting a filing saying that they oppose the other's motion for summary judgment, which would prevent an actual trial. Dominion sued Fox News Network and parent company Fox Corp in March of 2021 and November of 21 in Delaware Superior Court, alleging the cable TV network amplified false claims that Dominion voting machines were used to rig the 2020 elections, you know, against former President Donald Trump, the Republican who lost to Joe Biden. By contrast, Dominion argues that the internal communications and depositions from Fox personnel, and here's their quote from their filing, Dom, prove the network knowingly spread falsehoods about Trump's loss in the 2020 U.S. presidential election in order to bolster its ratings. That is very supportable by the evidence and the depositions and the text messages that we are seeing in the public reporting, Dom. This part is true. So I got to think the Fox News request that this all be set aside, Dom, I got to think it's going to be dismissed by the judge, but what the hell do I know?
Cody, in one excerpt from Rupert Murdoch's deposition, Rupert confirmed that he could tell FNN, Fox News Network, to stop running Lindell's advertisements, but I'm not about to, quote unquote. And when asked why Fox continues to give a platform to Lindell, who continues to this day to spout lies about Dominion, Murdoch agreed that it's not red or blue, it's green. Lindell bought and brings Fox a lot of green. He also predictably brought the same lies about Dominion to Fox's viewers that had been peddled on Fox's alternate reality machine for months. At one point, the documents have an exchange between Murdoch and the lawyers where he dodges questions about the network taking the position about around the election being stolen. Question. You are aware now that Fox did more than simply host these guests and give them a platform, correct? Murdoch's answer. I think you've shown me some material in support of that. The question. In fact, you are now aware that Fox endorsed, at times, this false notion of a stolen election. Murdoch's reply. Not Fox. No, not Fox. Maybe Lou Dobbs. Maybe Maria as commentators. Question. We went through Fox host Maria Bartiromo. Yes? Murdoch. Yes, come on. Question. Fox host Gene Pirro? I think so. How about Lou Dobbs? Oh, a lot. Fox host Sean Hannity? A bit. All were in that document, correct? Yes, they were. About Fox endorsing a narrative of a stolen election, correct? No, some of our commentators were endorsing it. About their endorsement of a stolen election? Murdoch, yes, they endorsed.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. You can endorse us by listening.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Overcast overnight with a low of 30. Winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Highs level off around 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Cloudy tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely. Lows around 33. High of 44, Wednesday, under cloudy skies. 33, Thursday. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Night.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the depositions and the filings by the Dominion Voting Systems in their case, this defamation case against Fox News. I mean, every headline more damning than the last. Here's the headline that intrigues me at the moment. The day before the January 6th attack, top Fox executives discussed whether to make primetime hosts dispel election lies. I forget, Dom. Did they carry through on the plan or not? I think it was no, but let's read. Among the key comments revealed by Dominion Voting Systems in their court filing Monday was the revelation that News Corp chairman Rupert Murdoch and Fox News CEO Suzanne Scott discussed whether or not they should dispel some of the lies about the 2020 election. Let's call it January 5th, 2021. Could have been a key day, Dom. The documents showed that for months, Fox executives debated whether or not to continue the 2020 election lies coming from their hosts, pundits, and advisors to Donald Trump that were welcomed on their air to spin the Trump loss into a win. At one point, former Rep. Paul Ryan, I guess he was Speaker of the House of Representatives once upon a time.
Well, I believe he is the guy that merged the agendas with Donald Trump.
Well, now as a Fox board member, begged the leadership not to allow the conspiracies to persist. But it all came to a head the day before the January 6th attacks on Congress. And Dom, this is new reporting. I've never seen this prior to this Dominion Voting Systems filing that came today in the defamation suit. But it all came to a head the day before the January 6th attack on Congress. Scott, again, she's the CEO, and Rupert Murdoch discussed whether or not they should do something. Should we do something, Dom? Here's a quote. Rupert understood that Fox could do something about the false claims, the documents say. Indeed, he believed that Fox was, and here's a apparently subquote, one must assume, from Rupert Murdoch. Fox was uniquely positioned to state the message the election was not stolen. On January 5th, Rupert and Suzanne Scott discussed whether Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham should say some version of the election is over and Joe Biden won. Murdoch hoped such words would go a long way to stop the Trump myth the election was stolen, the documents continue. Suzanne Scott told Rupert Murdoch, and this again a quote from the filing, privately, they're all there, but we need to be careful about using the shows and pissing off the viewers. So nobody made a statement. The next day, maybe you'll recall, Dom, January 6, 2021, something happened that day.
Peaceful protest.
Anyways, Here we are today.
I know, and this keeps coming on, so let's address the Paul Ryan, also from the Raw story today. Former Speaker Paul Ryan may have handed Donald Trump another reason to hate him. Trump has been raging about Ryan on his personal social media site over the weekend after Ryan said he won't attend the Republican convention if Trump is the nominee. Evan, we have some sound in this regard. We've got a couple of clips from Ryan. Let's hear what the Fox News board member had to say just this weekend.
In 2024, the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, where will you be?
It depends on who the nominee is. I'll be here if it's somebody not named Trump.
You won't show up if it's not.
Yeah, I'm not interested in participating in that, no.
Even in Wisconsin?
Even in Wisconsin.
Not even in Wisconsin. We have another one, I believe, on Paul Ryan. Let's hear it, please, Evan.
He's fading fast. He's a proven loser. He cost us the House in 18. He cost us the White House in 20. He cost us the Senate again and again. And I think we all know that, and I think we're moving past Trump. I really think that's the case. I can't imagine him getting the nomination, frankly. And I don't mean this because I don't want him to get the nomination. I just don't think he will as an analytical point. I think we're hopefully coming back full circle to being maybe a populist party. That's great and fine. I want to be popular, but principled and with policies that solve problems.
No, not going to happen. Back to the reporting. Ryan complained as a Fox Corporation board member that it was his fiduciary duty to inform Murdoch that they shouldn't be spreading incorrect information about the 2020 election.
Like they might get sued for defamation and lose billions at trial, Dom?
If that were the only case, just for the money alone, you're going to get sued. This could be very bad. But, I mean, then there's this other thing about, I don't know, honesty, the Fourth Estate, country, patriotism. They call themselves patriots. They pander to the patriots, but they lied to you. They lied to you. A little bit more here.
You know what the interesting part is? You know what you don't see anywhere here in any of the depositions I've seen so far from Rupert Murdoch or senior executives from Fox News is any fear about loss of credibility. Know what I mean? Like, as a news organization, like, if we don't tell the truth, we will lose credibility.
No, right.
Doesn't factor in one iota.
What a quaint thought. I appreciate credibility. I think it's something earned over time and goes away really fast. Ryan confirmed that the inflection point was not just one day. It was the whole time in the post-election November-December timeframe, court documents say. Ryan knew that these conspiracy theories were baseless and that Fox should labor to dispel conspiracy theories if and when they pop up, the documents continue. Ryan also understood that when events occur, Fox can clearly amplify that news being made by covering it. Ryan believed there ought to be a listing of all the allegations and then all the evidence or the validation or invalidation of those election fraud allegations just for the viewer's sake, as suggested, and suggested as much to Fox senior management. Ryan told Rupert and Lachlan that Fox News should not be spreading conspiracy theories. Former conservative columnist Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post commented on that fact, saying Ryan still stayed on the board of Fox despite disagreeing with their promotion of what he called conspiracy theories. In fact, Ryan profited off of it. Yes, well, thanks for the suggestion, board member Ryan, for your fiduciary duty, but we're going to continue cashing those checks so you can continue cashing yours.
Some of the text messages that MoveOn wanted to bring to the audience's attention, Rudy is acting like an insane person, according to Sean Hannity. Tucker Carlson says, Sidney Powell is lying, by the way. These texts and others were featured prominently in the MoveOn ad. They won't play on Foxy News. Apparently, they don't need that money, Dom.
Nah.
Come back. We are a fiduciary of your airwaves. 844-967-2789.
It's not going to be the days of Paul Ryan and Trey Gowdy.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAU.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The community blood drive scheduled for Monday, February 27th from 2 to 7 p.m. has been canceled because of the weather. Again, the blood drive scheduled today to take place at the former East Junior High School Music Room has been canceled. Focus Food Pantry is closed today. When schools close for weather, the food pantry is also closed. Wisconsin's tourism industry is recovering from the pandemic faster than neighboring states, but there's still a ways to go. The state has yet to match the record of 2019, but tourism generated nearly $21 billion in 2021. The sector supported more than 169,000 jobs and drew more than 102.3 million visitors. In sports, The Athletic is reporting Mark Lansbury has an agreement to sell his share of the Bucks to Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam for about $3.5 million. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 23. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Chance for snow. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 28. Cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
That is a news journalist. I don't listen to all the pundits. I do listen, but I don't believe whatever channel you're watching. So the mere fact, you know, I wish you would care that...
We care about the truth, CJ.
For 2.5 years, we listened to Pencil Neck and MSNBC lie to us about Russian collusion. And as far as
of course,
Ryan goes...
CJ, there was Russian collusion. I mean, you understand that, right?
I put him on hold.
Okay, all right. I mean,
when he goes in a completely different direction, here's what I would say. If I found out that Pencil Neck or whoever he's
Adam
accused,
Schiff,
if I found out that there was exonerating evidence against the former president, and if Mueller could have exonerated him, he would.
He said,
but he could not. In
so
fact,
he didn't.
He laid out multiple cases of obstruction of justice, and the subsequent reporting, just the public reporting, we know there have been more and more, let's call it, conflicts with the former president and his associations with Russian oligarchs and others. But ultimately, CJ, it's about the preferred news source of the right, and it's been lying to its audience.
And for money.
Rupert Murdoch, the CEO, the head of the board of, he's not even the CEO, he's the head of the board of directors, acknowledged in his depositions, yeah, we did it for the green. We did it for the money. So, CJ, I can tell you, as broke-ass radio host, we've never lied to you for the money, man. We have never lied to anyone for the money. Maybe we'd be rich like Hannity and Tucker and Laura Ingraham and Jeannie Pirro. Maybe if we didn't have souls, Dom, if we didn't mind lying to our audience, telling them, you know, inconvenient truths, if you will. But I got to tell you, dude, we tell you the truth to the best of our knowledge. And we try to support that with facts and credible sources. And unfortunately, Fox News is not a credible source. So stop watching them. 844-967-2789. Dom, I suspect you might have more headlines. I see you look almost giddy.
Well, I just was jumped on the FoxNews.com website, and, you know, for the life of me, I cannot find anything that's breaking on every other CNN, Washington Post. I haven't checked the New York Times, but I'm sure if I do a refresh on the Times, they'll tell me all about Murdoch's deposition and these conversations that went back and forth. This is breaking news. But if you want the breaking news, apparently, about Fox News, you don't go to Fox News about breaking news about Fox News.
Dominic, behind the scenes at Fox News after the 2020 election, it was becoming clear that the conservative primetime hosts were saying one thing to the viewers and another thing privately.
You don't say.
That's what's being alleged, Dom, according to the court filings by Dominion Voting Systems in their lawsuit against Fox News. The host of the networks knew very well that Donald Trump lost the election and that his election conspiracies were all lies. Sean Hannity was a close advisor to Trump and his 2020 election, even going so far as to endorse his phony election fraud claims before ultimately abandoning them. On January 12th, Paul Ryan discussed with Rupert and Lachlan the article called The Alternative Reality Machine, about the right-wing media ecosystem created an alternative reality for those who had come to rely on its outlets for news. They'll call it Fox News. And were enablers of the January 6th, said the documents. Ryan believed that some high percentage of Americans thought the election was stolen. And this, according to Paul Ryan, because they got their diet of information telling them the election was stolen from what they believed were credible sources, you know, the Foxy News. When Murdoch responded to Ryan's email, he said, "Thanks, Paul. Wake-up call for Hannity, who has been privately disgusted by Trump for weeks, but was scared to lose viewers."
I mean, you kidding me? Really? You're going to carry water for someone you're disgusted with, for someone that you know is lying to you, for someone who is putting his surrogates out there on your show, and you continue to let that happen for money. I mean, at least we know the price. But what about the country? You know, you talk about these. They play to your sense of patriotism, and they lie to you. I mean, why? You got to be freaking kidding me. This is it's everything we've known, but it's never been so articulate and clear.
Dominic, you know, we talk about telling a story for fun and profit. Well, the question becomes, well, how much profit? How profitable is Fox News exactly?
Right.
Have you looked it up? Because
I have not. That's a great,
I did.
That's a great point. All right.
I did a little Google. It was worth a Google, Dom.
All right.
What was not broke. Fox News 2021 profit? Well, the net income for the 12 months ending December 31st, 2022 was $1.5 billion, about a 5% increase year over year. Fox's annual net income was $1.2 billion, almost a 44% decline from 2021. Well, what happened in 2021, Dom? The January 6th and the tales of stolen and rigged elections, right? Very profitable. Fox News annual net income for 2021, $2.15 billion, a 115% increase from 2020. So 2020 is an election year.
Fox News, a lot of money being spent on election year, yes.
Is a political network. And during the election year, the most expensive political election in their nation's history, Fox News made a hell of a lot less money than it did denying the election outcome in 2021. Their profits surged 115%. They might actually lose that differential, this $1.6 billion lawsuit with right. Dominion. They might actually kiss it all back, Dom. They might lose the increase of profit in 1 year should they lose this billion-dollar plus lawsuit.
Yeah, but where do we go to get our respect back? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's one thing to cash the check. They got the money. No matter what happens, fine. What about the long-term damage? I mean, I'm very concerned about people like CJ. And CJ's, unfortunately, probably one of the more reasonable of the megas out there, who at least understands some of the blatant lies that maybe we're coming out of. Where do we go to get our country back?
Well, Dominic, just so we're clear, that's just the profit. You know what their revenue was? Fox News revenue?
Gross revenue?
Well, let me make sure. Fox News revenue for the 12 months ending December 31st, 2022, $14.3 billion. $14.3 billion in advertising revenue. The $1.5 billion? Well, that's just the net profit.
No, yeah, yeah. So and we're talking about 11, 12%.
Yeah, well, you got your
margin.
NBA. I'm saying it's slow for the other people, Dom. And the $2.15 billion net profit, the 115% increase, was specifically in 2021, a non-presidential year, a non-midterm year, a year when there was effectively no elective cycle. And they blew it up over the presidential election year that was 2020.
It was supremely profitable. I mean, beyond anyone's hopes or dreams, at least at Fox News. They made money hand over fist.
Dom, and I'm not perfectly memoried, but I have a fairly good memory. If you look at WISN, Right Wing Talk Radio's ratings, in like December of 2020, after Joe Biden had been announced the presidential winner, their ratings plummeted. They were down in the fives. Since that time, and I would assert Fox News, while they have lied about the outcomes, that is basically the game plan of Dan O'Donnell and Mark Belli.
That's the MO, baby. Yeah, yeah. No, great observation.
And their ratings went from like a 5.6, 5.9, up to a 10-something. And it spiked with the claim that the election was stolen in the January 6th. That's when the ratings spiked on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. That's what their audience wanted to hear, because the audience was depressed to think, well, Donald Trump didn't win. Not everyone likes this guy as much as we do. But, you know, it's funny.
But they were also gaslighted and primed from Donald Trump specifically for, hell, 6, 7, 8 months prior to the election. He was saying from
Fox News and right-wing talk radio, because they, of course, gave him the platform. And when Donald Trump says, well, if anything happens other than my glorious victory, it's a rigging. Well, you know what? Here's the interesting part, and we'll get to the phones momentarily. 844-967-2789. Guess who else is attacking Fox News today? Why, it's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Of course he
is. And do you know why he's attacking Fox News today, Dom? Because they have not given enough lift to new Fox News polling that shows he's handing Ron DeSantis, the preferred, less crazy Ron DeSantis, Trump is handing DeSantis his ass in GOP polling. The base, the Fox News base, the viewers that came back when they started claiming it was rigged. Well, the base only wants to hear what the base wants to hear. They've lost control of their own viewers, their own base, Tom. They don't want reality. CJ doesn't want reality. CJ wants to hear it was stolen. It was rigged. Real quick, former President Donald Trump renewed his attack on Fox News this week, accusing the network of underplaying his new poll, showing him with double-digit leads over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in a potential 2024 Republican presidential primary matchup. So when Paul Ryan, Fox News board member, says, oh, you know, Trump's going to lose because he keeps losing elections for us, I don't think the base gets that, Paul. I think what you want is aspirational. Dom, Trump, in reference to Fox News polling published Sunday that showed him leading DeSantis by 15 points in a hypothetical matchup,
damn,
knocked the media giant for promoting DeSantis so hard and so much that there's not much time left for real news. Reminds me of 2016, and they were pushing Jeb, the new Fox poll, which have always been supposedly terrible for me, has Trump crushing to sanctimonious, but they barely show it, Trump wrote. Isn't there a big, beautiful network which wants to do well and make a fortune besides? Fake news!
Yeah, they did. It was Fox, and now they're in court for it. But don't worry, I'm sure like OAN or Newsmax or what some of these other outfits will be more than happy. Hell, Trump, you can start your own media organization. Wasn't that one of the bright ideas that he and Junior had?
I think it was, Dom. But I suspect the craven leadership over at Fox News, they'll come crawling back to Trump. He's going to win the Republican primary, Dom. He's still the favored of the base. They don't want the truth. You don't want the truth, CJ. Just tell you sweet little lies. Come back. More devils. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Only life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 30. Winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Overcast skies tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows around 33. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. We'll get to you, I promise. 844-967-2789. But I got to throw this one out there. All this breaking news because of the Dominion defamation lawsuit against Fox News. Some court documents released.
Listen, CJ. You don't want to know this truth.
Sarah Burris working hard over at the Raw story. Lots and lots of journalists working overtime right now. Apparently, some of these documents expose conversations between News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch and some Republicans. One of those conversations was with the then Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. Remember, Mitch remained largely silent during the two-month period between November election and the January 6th attack on Congress. Here's a quote from the court documents. Rupert also called Mitch McConnell immediately after the election and thought that it was, quote, probably true that during that call, Rupert urged him to ask other senior Republicans to refuse to endorse Mr. Trump's conspiracy theories and baseless claims of fraud. What do you mean those Rupert Murdoch telling the Senate Majority Leader at the time that there were conspiracy theories and baseless claims of fraud? And you told them the senators not to endorse. Well, why not? They were hearing that from your station, from your network.
You know what week this week is for conservatives, Tom?
What week is this week?
It's CPAC, baby.
Is anybody going?
Well, Fox News apparently is only doing a live stream. They're way back. They've scaled way back in their coverage. Ron DeSantis apparently skipping out. But Matt Schlapp, you know, grab some junk of a Herschel Walker staffer, a male staffer. And
next thing, no one wants to show up at your party?
No, there's still plenty of conservatives at the party. But, you know, this sort of lift piece, often sponsored by Fox News. You know, it's pretty bad. You would think Fox News would walk away from the CPAC due to the sexual allegations against Matt Schlapp or the homosexual sexual allegations against Matt Schlapp, you know. They don't like the gays and all that kind of stuff, Dom. But I'm not clear that that's the problem.
What's the problem?
I just think that, you know, Ron DeSantis is the chosen one of Fox News. And if Ron ain't going, Foxy News ain't going. We will get to the phones momentarily. Do you see DeSantis rolled out a new book? Oh, did that get crapped on by the New York Times? They said it effectively lacks all joy, sense of humor, charisma.
That sounds perfectly like a book that DeSantis would write.
It sounds, at least you don't have to worry about a ghostwriter. Because right. If Scott Walker had written a book about himself, I mean, I've heard his three-hour life story over and over again told on the Bellings show. Wanker fills in occasionally. He goes and fills in. He's only got 3 hours of material.
And he gives the same thing over and over again.
Yes. And I got to tell you, the ghost-written, unintimidated book written by Mark Thiessen, much better than any efforts that Wanker ever would have done. You know, sure, you had to make a few things up.
But, I mean, we're selling books here. I mean, well, at least selling books to, you know, your campaign and other campaigns to essentially launder money. But, you know, what do I know?
844-967-2789. You know, it almost feels like the Ponzi scheme's coming down in some way, shape, or form, Dom. You never can tell, though. Nick from Madison, welcome back. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, guys. Nick. Hey, good to talk to you both again. It's been a while, I know. But, I know what you were talking about before with Fox News. Like, I stopped watching Fox News a long time ago. First of all, when they just dropped the moniker Fair and Balanced, because We all knew that was BS from the beginning with. I mean, we all knew it was conservative-based station. But they're not even pretending anymore, you know? And, yes, and the fact that they would put all these lies out there, and flat-out lies, and you had to be truly stupid to believe them. Just for ratings, that just drove me nuts. So I'm just done. And honestly, guys,
but Nick, isn't it up? Because, I mean, I get it. But there's certainly responsibility for the audience, right? But the responsibility also lies with the network, right? I mean, they know what they're putting out there. They know that people believe them. That's what all this testimony and documentation shows. I mean, so what credibility does Fox News have? But they stay with them, Nick.
Well, look at what happened. I mean, when Fox News called Arizona for Biden, which was correct, people just went nuts, and they were going to, you know, Newsmax and OAN and everything. So that's when Fox News, they were following their audience is what they were doing, and which is wrong because it wasn't factual, but it was wrong. But guys, I want to tell you that even though, you know, I think you are both wrong on so many things. But you're honest, and I respect that.
Well, I'm going to cut you off right there because
thanks.
I'm going to end you with respect, but we're not wrong on that many things. Maybe like 37% of the things.
You know, some of the things, maybe once in a while.
Wisco Paul, tell us we're great.
Hey, Paulie.
We need our steams lifted.
Hey, you guys got to be great. I've been listening to you since the beginning, so you're great, and thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to say that because of these lies, people were actually maimed, hurt, killed, death threats to election officials, and it doesn't seem to matter. And the other thing, it's all on tape, all of it, and now they have the emails from Fox News that were basically laughing at their audience, and these people are still folks. I mean, hey, I got a question. Is there anything beyond stupid? Is there anything? Because this is beyond stupid. So, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Wisco. I would say, listen, if you rely on a news organization for your information and assume it's going to be true, that is a betrayal of the audience. I mean, literally. I mean, people are sitting in jail. You mentioned, you know, people died. I mean, this was part of an attack upon this country. This was what the seed corn of the seditious conspiracy.
And Dominic, when I burned it down over at Fox News, I did so because they will not and would not cover the January 6th hearings live. And if you'll recall, I went on Mike Emanuel's show that Sunday afternoon, and they had gotten to the point where they were calling me infrequently, like every 4 to 6 weeks. Got to be a kind of a drag on my Sundays.
Sunday fun day, man. Hell of a time to spend with Fox News.
But I called them out that day, Dom, and shockingly, since I called BS on Fox News for not covering it. Mike Emanuel, he argued, but how do you argue? They ran Tucker with no commercial breaks because they were worried the Fox News audience might figure out that there were some actual facts being delivered by every other news network in this nation, you know, excepting the Foxy News. Thank you. You've chosen the right news source. We're often wrong, according to Nick.
I don't believe it.
But we always tell you the truth, our truth. And that's usually backed by sources.
Facts and reality.
Not including Fox News. Stick around. The Paul Revere Show at 7. Data Fruits Radio is next. Keep it locked. Civic Media will always tell you all the hard truths.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, I even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right, I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth advocate programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how
at WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.